brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, joins us from an alternative medicine view of the health care bill. He calls it a health care dictatorship, a crime against America, forcing you in to the corrupt medical system. The big insurance companies wrote the bill. We're going to go over that from Business Week and other publications. Then in 30 minutes when he leaves us, wide open phones, your response to the health care bill and how we're going to defeat it. If you're looking for the Republicans to defeat it, don't hold your breath. That is coming up. Mike Adams, good to have you here with us.
Go, Alex. Great show. Important topic, and it is a healthcare dictatorship. Where do you want to start on this?
Well, I mean, you can talk about areas of the bill you have problems with. McCain trying to ban vitamins and minerals in the U.S. Canada has announced they're doing it. People need to realize this stuff is really happening. But whatever you think's most important. It's a big area to cover, but just dive right in, Mike.
Yesterday, I was in the office of Dr. Julian Whitaker. He runs the largest alternative medicine clinic in North America. He's one of the pioneers of health freedom. And he and I were talking about this. He was absolutely fuming. He just couldn't believe that this had happened in America. This is supposed to be a free country where people have free choice. But now we are all locked in. We're locked in into a monopoly system, a system that's broken, Alex. I mean, it doesn't even work. All this, these drugs and surgeries and medications and vaccines, this is what we're being forced into without a choice, being penalized.
Well, that's the key. They penalize any surgery or any medicine or anything the government says isn't kosher. And they're even going after mainline medical procedures and regular tests, not just alternative medicine. And they're saying they're going to fine and fee you and take money out of your medical savings account and put taxes on companies and individuals if you take an alternate route. This sets an incredible precedent.
Well, this is the conclusion we came to, that the medical system, the monopoly, cannot afford to let Americans have a free choice. Because if they did, if people chose supplements, if people chose vitamin D and sunlight and even tanning beds, actually they help your body create vitamin D. It's been scientifically proven in clinical trials by Dr. Michael Hollick. They cannot let people have that free choice because the cancer industry would lose money, the pharmaceutical industry would lose money, they would lose patients out to natural medicine. We have, I wrote this in the article you mentioned, we have a vitamin D deficiency epidemic in America, and any real health care reform, Alex, should start with nutrition so that we can prevent disease and prevent these costs and prevent our nation from going bankrupt from health care costs.
When we come back, we'll talk about that and break it down. But they know that you need moderate sun and that literally hundreds of major studies show that most cancer is generated because you do have this deficiency of the vitamin that the sunlight interacts with the skin and creates. They know sodium fluoride in the water is giving people cancer. They know GMO food is massively increasing stomach, intestine, and colon cancer. The government doesn't want you to be healthy and happy. They're poisoning people by design and pushing Ritalin and Prozac on the population.
Yeah, that's right. And now they're making it even more difficult to get out of that. And with McCain and his effort that I call Pharmageddon, he's trying to just censor supplements and make sure that people can't even get therapeutic doses of basic vitamins like vitamin C, things that we know help prevent disease. And I mean, I'm surprised, Alex, at how bad this is getting now in America. It scares me too.
Mike, we're going to go to break and I'm going to come in with a minute or two of Obama from his signing. And it's unconstitutional. It's criminal. It's government control over our lives. We know the government is corrupt. We know they lie continually. We know they don't have our best interest in heart. We know the big banks and insurance companies wrote this. We know it goes after alternative care and medicine. It is just so unbelievable, the magnitude of this. My head is spinning. It literally is spinning right now, attempting to cover and break all of this evil down. but from an alternative medicine and vitamin and nutrients view. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
After almost a century of trying, today, after over a year of debate, today, after all the votes have been tallied, health insurance reform becomes law in the United States of America. Today.
He hates America so much.
Well, it is fitting that Congress passed this historic legislation this week.
What a criminal.
For as we mark the turning of spring, we also mark
Barry Sotero.
In a few moments, when I sign
this bill,
we
know his name's fake.
All of the overheated rhetoric over reform will finally confront the reality of reform.
That the IRS is going to rape everybody and take over our lives and shut down alternative medicine? You mean that?
The Senate still has the last round of improvements to make on this historic legislation, and these are improvements I'm confident they will make swiftly.
This is what he said yesterday. Natural News is our guest, one of the preeminent experts on all the attempts by the UN, Codex Alimentarius, John McCain, and the White House to restrict vitamins, minerals, and alternative care. That is in this bill. But even mainline surgeries, mainline tests, taxes on your health funds, forcing everyone to buy health care, just an absolute rape with armed IRS agents, 16,500 to 20,000 new IRS agents to be involved, looking in your bank accounts, looking at your medical records. The IRS now controls what medical care you get. That's not rhetoric. That is the legislation. Mike Adams, continue getting into what this bill does to alternative care, not just mainline care.
Well, this bill is devastating to alternative care, Alex, because it excludes it. So it doesn't have any provisions for covering chiropractic care, for example, or acupuncture, or even nutritional medicine. It doesn't do anything to help Americans take care of their own health. All it really accomplishes is trapping Americans in a system of disease and sickness and bankruptcy. This is the same system that is bankrupting states right now, states like California. This is the same system that's bankrupting families and corporations. I mean, half the reason we're losing so many jobs to overseas companies is because our U.S. corporations can't afford the health care because it's really sick care. It's disease care. And now with this new legislation, it's going to become even less affordable. I mean, what, an 8% payroll tax on companies that can't or don't provide a system of health insurance that the government wants? You know, so more jobs are going to go overseas. This is more of a job loss in America. This is going to harm our economy even more, and it's going to cost, believe me, tens of trillions of dollars in lost economic productivity and extra costs over the next decade. Tens of trillions of dollars.
Well, break down specifically why you're so concerned about this.
Well, look, our system does not work as it is. Look, I'm all for reform, Alex. We need real reform. We need a system that helps Americans be healthy. Like you, we have compassion for our fellow Americans. We want people to have less suffering. We want people to be healthier, more productive, so they live longer and they can earn more money and because their brains are working well, they have good cognitive function, and they're actually paying more taxes into the tax base to help fund those things that do need to be funded. But that's not what's happening. In this bill, it is enforcing sick care. It is taxing people who have chosen to take care of their health and try to stay outside the system. For example, I don't have health insurance, Alex, and many Americans who are taking care of their health have chosen not to have health insurance.
Well, that's another great point. I mean, let's say you're 35, 40 years old, you're in great shape, you've got a savings account, you don't want to have to go buy health insurance. That's why the insurance company lobbies wrote the bill, and then they played this propaganda piece about how they were against the bill in the media so they wouldn't get the heat on them, because if the public figures out the health insurance industry wrote this to make 35 to 40 million Americans buy their overpriced crap to go get their dangerous health care, if the public ever finds that out, they're going to understand this isn't just a wealth transference to the poor people. It's a wealth transference to the elite and a total takeover of our lives. How in a free society can the government make you go buy health care? How are they going to make people like Christian Scientists who don't believe in mainline health care get health care? How are they going to make people who are scared of hospitals, who've almost died in them, of infections and the wrong drugs? I mean, I'm scared of hospitals. How are they going to make you go? I mean, this is just total tyranny.
Well, it is, and this is the difference between conventional medicine versus alternative medicine or holistic medicine. In the world of alternative and holistic medicine, we believe in free choice, that everybody should have their choice, all parents. They can choose vaccines if they want, but they should also have the right to choose no vaccine for their children. But conventional medicine, that is pharmaceutical medicine, does not believe in your right to choose anything. They believe that if you disagree with them, you should be arrested at gunpoint. You should have your children taken away from you by Child Protective Services. You should be forced to have a chemotherapy injection in your veins by a court order because you disagree with their scientists who are all paid off by Big Pharma in the first place. I mean, this is the key philosophical difference between conventional medicine and natural medicine. And that's why the entire natural medicine community is just up in arms over this legislation right now. This is a medical dictatorship that we're now facing.
Well, we're not joking about this. This is not rhetoric. You were on hold earlier. Did you hear me read over 16 of the taxes, and that's only the beginning, that are in this bill? Excise tax on high-cost employer-sponsored health coverage, but then the big labor unions are exempt. 40% tax if people want to get a nice health care plan where there's no deductible. You spend $8,500 a year, and the IRS can arbitrarily change this. For your whole family, then they're going to give you a 40% tax. So they're saying you can't have too good a care. That's totally unconstitutional.
Well, it's completely unaffordable. I mean, I don't know how American families are supposed to be able to pay for this. And frankly, the only reason that many people can afford to buy organic produce or to buy health foods or nutritional supplements, the things that are keeping them healthy, the only reason that they can afford that is because they're not putting their money into health insurance. You know, $1,000 a month that you're not spending on health insurance goes a long way towards buying healthy foods that keep you healthy and keep you out of the hospital and keep you from getting the flu in the first place. So now they're going to take away this discretionary income from people. They're going to leave people stuck in a cycle where the only thing that they can afford is processed, genetically modified, corn-made processed food. And that's going to cause even more disease. But this is a disaster for the health of Americans.
Well, that's another point. When we talked about it briefly earlier, the government knows they're putting hundreds of dangerous chemicals under the name of sodium fluoride in the water. They know it's hurting people. They know the vaccines are hurting people. They know that they want to reduce our population. They've stated we're living too long. Tom Daschle, who originally wrote the bill, wrote in his book that old people have a duty to die, and that Europeans understand this. Once they get us all collectivized, now they can play us off, old against young, young against old, alternative medicine against mainline traditional medicine. They can now regulate how much salt you use, how much meat you eat. They're openly saying now that they're going to have comparative care, and under that term, the government is going to decide what tests you get, what medical procedures you get, and that they're going to, quote, save health care costs by cutting Medicare and Medicaid. So all this does is cut the quality of Medicare and Medicaid and then put more people on Medicare and Medicaid who can't afford insurance, but then those that are right on the line who are making $20,000, $30,000 a year, they are forced to buy overpriced health insurance. I mean, this is outrageous.
And this is why the physicians don't like this either, because the physicians know that Medicare and Medicaid are the worst payers. They pay late. They discount what they pay. Doctors, more and more clinics, are refusing to even take Medicare and Medicaid because it just doesn't make sense for the doctors and the health providers. So you're going to end up with a situation here, Alex, where you have all these Americans now forced to be put on Medicare or Medicaid, and they're not going to be able to find a doctor. And they're going to be treated the way our veterans have been treated too often in our veterans' hospitals. And this makes me very angry that our veterans of World War II and Vietnam and more recent actions, they are treated like third-world citizens almost in our own hospitals by our own government. They're not given the medical care. I saw a patient with my own eyes being given surgery in a closet in a veterans hospital. I mean, it wasn't even a sterile room. This is the kind of stuff that goes on, and it's going to now get worse and affect mainstream American families because the physicians just won't have anything to do with the system if they can help it.
Mike, how do we defeat this? How do we turn this around?
Well, I don't have all the answers, but this isn't just about health care. This is about the shift towards fascism. You know, the healthcare, this healthcare legislation is just a symptom, I think, of a bigger problem. In my opinion, we've got to get back to taking back our freedoms. You know, peacefully, democratically, I'm not the kind of person who advocates violence, but I think that we do have to stand up and have the courage to take back the freedoms that we are supposed to be guaranteed in this country. And those freedoms include freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and obviously the freedom to choose whatever system of health care that we want to choose.
Mike Adams, stay there. We're going to come back and get into some more facets of this legislation, and I've got my own ideas of how to defeat it. Then coming up, your phone calls, toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the health care bill.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials, and you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and actor out alone, riders on the storm.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Obama has now signed the House bill. The Senate is supposedly going to make more changes, and then it'll just be law. And then Obama says he'll slap an executive order on it, barring federal money for abortion. That's another red herring, as Ron Paul has spoken about. They send the money to the hospitals or Planned Parenthood, and then they use the federal money on one issue and then move that other money they would have spent on abortions or on the other issue over to abortions. And congressional law trumps executive order. Going back to Mike Adams, Mike, in the few minutes we've got left with you, then we're coming back with calls. People are in denial out there. I saw the Toronto Star 2 weeks ago with the headline, government orders pharmacies and health food shops not to sell supplements anymore. And no law, no, they just said, we'll arrest you if you do. And listed was fish oil, vitamin C, Melaleuca oil, everything. McCain's bill would have tried this. I mean, they're really coming after us, and it was bizarre. Cass Sunstein said, ban 9/11 conspiracy theories, ban man-made global warming theories. If you don't believe it's man-made, you should be arrested or fined. He also said it's a conspiracy theory if you believe moderate sunlight is good, and that should be banned. They know sunlight is literally magic. And why are they so scared of sunlight?
Because sunlight's free. And when you get sunlight, your risks of cancer drop by almost 80%. That is, if you have sufficient levels of vitamin D, you can prevent almost 4 out of 5 cancers of all types.
And then you add the vitamin C and you're protected.
Well, yes. And vitamin D also protects you against osteoporosis, diabetes, heart disease, depression. I mean, these are the main areas of revenue.
And diabetes is up, what, 3,000% in the last 20 years? People were drinking the same amount of corn syrup then. I mean, people aren't getting sunlight.
That's it. We are sunlight deficient in this nation. But the important reason why they're going after sunlight is because sunlight doesn't require a prescription. So you don't need a physician to heal yourself by walking in the sun.
And so they put a 10% tax on any type of lamps or anything that gives you artificial sun, despite all the Northern European studies showing you don't just physically need it, mentally you need sunlight.
That's right. This is the secret of the tanning industry. They can't claim that their beds help your body generate vitamin D and therefore prevent disease, but medically it's absolutely true that they do. Now, you know, I'm not saying go out and fry yourself under the sun. You need good nutrition to prevent sunburn. Sunburn is actually typically caused by a lack of antioxidants in your skin. And when you boost your nutritional intake, you'll have more resistance to sunburn, and you'll generate more vitamin D.
Look, it's simple.
Healthier.
Europeans have white skin and blue eyes. This is scientific fact, to absorb light. The brain needs it through the eyes, ladies and gentlemen. The body needs it. That's why people who get too much sun near the equator have black skin, to protect them away from the sun, white skin to absorb it. So, yes, white people don't need to be out frying in the sun, but they've done studies with black people that don't get sun, get even higher rates of cancer because it becomes fashionable to have lighter skin. No. White people are supposed to be light brown, and black people are supposed to be black. We need the sun.
Well, right. If you take an African-American and you put them in an indoor environment, you know, working in an office all day long, especially in at a northern latitude, like in Chicago, for example, they are almost certainly going to be vitamin D deficient, and they're going to have very aggressive cancer, either breast or prostate cancer. And the cancer industry knows that, and they know that that's their best revenue stream, and they won't tell African Americans to get vitamin D because they know that they're going to make more money off of these people if they keep us all nutritionally ignorant. That's what they're trying to do, to keep us all ignorant. White people, black people, Hispanics, everybody. That's their agenda.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, we're going to have you back on soon to break more of this down, but hard to believe they got it passed and hard to believe it's as bad as any version previously. I mean, this bill, we're still digesting it. It is just unbelievably horrible. Are you excited, though, to see massive resistance and to see people waking up because of this?
Yes, I am. And I think this is going to be the battleground of states' rights versus federal tyranny. You know, we already see maybe 37, 38 states moving towards legislation to challenge this. And we need this showdown to happen. It's time.
Fire out your websites.
Naturalnews.com. That's where you can find updates every day. And thanks for having me on, Alex. Always a pleasure.
Mike Adams, you do an incredible job. Talk to you again soon. your phone calls, and the solution to defeat this straight ahead. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. I want to say great job, crew. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Okay, I'm going to your phone calls for the next 2.5 hours. We have attorney Phil Berg, the founder of the birther movement, joining us in the last hour to talk about a host of issues. We're going to have open phones, 1-800-259-9231. But a lot of people's eyes that were only partially open or were shut are now wide open. And next hour, when I start the next hour, I'm going to spend about 10 minutes like a laser beam on solutions and on real ideas that historically we know are constitutional and have a 100% chance of defeating this. Because this is illegal, it is unconstitutional, it is discriminatory. With some of the unions being exempt from this 40%+ tax on good health care plans. This is unbelievable. Families with 8,500. But I am angry. I am upset. But more than that, this just confirms everything we already know. When I get up here and I say the government wants to kill you, they're a bunch of eugenicists. The White House science czar, Ted Turner, thousands of documents, hundreds of books, UN documents. All they talk about is getting a world government in, getting everybody under government control, government-run health care. banning vitamins and minerals, and literally sterilizing and one-child policy and killing your butt. I was talking to people in the office. Everybody knows somebody 20, 25, 30 with breast cancer, testicular cancer, every disease off the charts, mercury in the vaccines, hundreds of poisons they put in the water under the name fluoride. They know what they're doing. They don't have your best interest at heart. They're raising taxes at the state level. They're telling cops to write more tickets. The CPS is grabbing more people's children. Everybody out there has to become a full-time info warrior. Everyone has to call into talk radio, go to city council, start blogs, start local newsletters, put flyers up. You've got to do it every week, not every once in a while. You've got to get involved and make this your full-time hobby, because it's not a hobby. It is self-preservation. They're not going to stop there. Coming up next hour, they're now going to try to ram through in the Senate the greenhouse gas tax bill. They've already destroyed themselves politically. They're bought and paid for. They're going ahead with this. We've got two new films that cover all the latest developments that are coming out in April. You can pre-order now on DVD. I suggest you pre-order now so you get them first, and your purchase makes this radio show and what we're doing possible. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, 2 hours, 20-plus minutes. Who the globalists are, how they operate, their white slavery rings, the pedophile rings in the government drug dealing, how the roundtable shadow government group runs the country, how they control both parties. So many amazing interviews in this film. It is a new level in production quality from this office, directed by Jason Burmes. All our best graphics people, Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson editing. You can pre-order it now. And when you get it with Police State 4, you can get either one of them discounted. Police State 4, I haven't made a Police State film in almost 8 years. It proves the FEMA camps. It covers the COG. It shows riot police and troops with sound cannons and police dogs attacking people at the G20 and other places. It's got mercenaries trying to take over Hardin, Montana. It's got false flag terror, and the underwear bombing exposed as a total government operation. It exposes Glenn Beck for covering up the FEMA camps. The film is 2 hours and 20-something minutes long as well. DVD 9, over 3 hours total, both films have a bunch of extras, and your purchase makes this show possible. And when you get my films that I produce, I directed Police State 4, Burmes, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, with the globalist openly admitting world government, how they're going to run your life, what they're doing, all available at InfoWars.com. Get them, make copies, give them to everybody you know, air them on Access TV, show them to your church. These films, look at what our other films have done. Almost every caller that calls in, I say, what woke you up? Your films. Somebody gave me your films. It's the best tool we've got is you getting the films and taking action with them. Toll-free number to call and pre-order, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also get Jesse Ventura's new book, number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list, 1995, hard copy, hardcover. Covers a whole host of key issues. You get a free film of your choice. Nobody's offering that deal. A $44.95 value for 1995, InfoWars.com. You can order that right now. That is now shipping. 888-253-3139, or you can write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Now I'm going to calm down, and I'm going to go to your calls quickly throughout the next 2 hours and 20-something minutes. And I am going to cover solutions and how the Republicans are going to plan to sell us out on this. You heard it here first, unless you hold their feet to the fire. Now, right now, for the next few weeks, everybody's paying attention to this, but it's phased in over the next 8 years so that you don't feel all the pain at worse at once. And the Democrats think you're stupid and won't stay angry and won't stay focused. We're going to change that. And we're going to lay out the true players and what really happened here. This is not just collectivism and taking rich people or wealthy people or middle class people's money to give some poor people health care. This is worse than what Europe has. We're going to break it down. Let's go to Richard in NEB. I don't know what that means. I guess that's Nebraska. Richard, go ahead.
I just had a question or comment. I was truly outraged about the vitamin aspect of it, and I was thinking there's no way that it would sort of defeat itself or reverse itself like it did about 20 some years ago when they first had the, how you call it, insurance companies would have people call in for to see if they got could go to the hospital or if they were covered under some things, and then in how you call it, people who were pregnant got only one day to, instead of three or something, until it sort of self-defeated itself after 3 days. But then the more I'm hearing you about it, the more it sounds like they're gonna try and put a lock on defeating people and wanting to use vitamins and stuff like that.
Richard, I appreciate your call. Look, this has comparative medicine language where the federal government and the IRS decide what, and once the law is passed, they're given blanket power, what type of health care you can get. It's not just vitamins. If your doctor wants to prescribe them to them, then that's not paid for by your government insurance or by your private insurance. This is everything the insurance companies ever wanted to deny people care. This is everything they ever pushed for to lower the quality of care and, quote, lower prices. It's just so unspeakably bad. George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm really depressed over this thing, too, but I'm wondering what happens if we put together a Bill of Rights type thing for the Republicans, that they have to repeal this thing entirely and get every Republican to sign on it or some sort of...
Absolutely. I'm going to write that down. I hadn't thought of that. We need a citizen pledge written up that is hardcore that they all swear to sign on to, because the insurance companies run the Republican leadership. They're going to come in and just change a few things. You watch. We need this whole... And we don't need to count... We need to attack on every front. We need to have the states pass laws. The states sue. We need to have congressmen go in and have investigations. We need to point out that insurance companies lobbied for this. That's the big secret they don't want people to know. That the insurance companies wrote this to make you pay them money, and the insurance companies need to be sued for their involvement. This is racketeering.
Second point I would thought of, what about putting through the states that every legislature that goes to Congress, whether a congressman or a senator, has to sign on, that he has to sign every point that it's different from the bill. For example, if they stick in something like you can't have vitamins, they have to sign on to that.
Yeah, that's a Read the Bill Act, and they've been trying to pass that at the federal level. Most of these congressmen never even look at the bills. They're literally written by the lobbyist.
But what I'm really getting at, what the real point of it is, what I'd like to see is maybe put an act in every state, if they haven't read these bills, they're retroactively vote null and void until they sign, that we vote on it, so that they have to be read over. And every point has to be brought to the, if the people generally don't like these bills, they have to be given to the states, and they have to ratify it through the people's, like a proposition type of situation. That way it would force them to either read the bills and really have things that people want, or they'd have to put it on a proposition, and then they couldn't sneak this thing through. And the other thing is, they should not be allowed to vote on any bill that they have not at least fully read and initialed everything, because then they couldn't keep sneaking in these bills at the last minute and saying, oh, well, I didn't read the bill. I really didn't know what was in it.
Good point, George. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Phil in Ohio. Phil, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
First off, sir, God bless you.
God bless you.
I admire you. I'm 66, and I know your time's valuable. I want to be brief. But the reason I bring my age into it, I've been opposing big government since the 70s. I am in the John Birch Society and our Get Us Out of the UN campaign. I'm sure you're old enough to be aware of that.
Yes.
But what I wanted to tie in with is health care. My oldest daughter had breast cancer, and one of the things that I learned about in the Birch Society when I first began was Laetril, a natural cure for cancer for many people. I myself knew of three survivors that had cancer disappear entirely with Laetril. But my point is, I think, and I need your opinion, one of the ideas that I've had, and I wanted to ask you, where Ron Paul's legislation is on auditing the Federal Reserve.
Okay, it passed the House, it's in the U.S. Senate, and it's gaining sponsors. And we need to continue to not just focus on the Republicans and Democrats as being the source of our woes, but actually look at the real private banking structure that wants control of all of our revenue streams. That's why there's now taxes on individuals' investments, scores of new taxes, increase in capital gains, you name it, on everybody in this. And it's just so monstrous. I appreciate your call, Phil. Let's talk to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I'd like to expose one of the ways, one of the propaganda angles that they're now trying to come at it with. And I actually took on one of these so-called phony talk show hosts, who's an Ed Schultz protege, about now that they're running around here saying that now that the bill is law, they just accept it. He was running around here yipping about the federal government has so much rights under the Commerce Clause to mandate people and that state law trumps or federal law.
The federal government has no business saying you've got to buy something from a private interest. It's outrageously illegal.
So I
and they say, yeah, no, it's law. You got to go along with it as if a citizen doesn't have a right to be against something once something's law.
Exactly. And I called this guy up. So I challenged him. He's supposed to be a so-called legal analyst. And I told him, I said, okay, you name one case, one precedent in all the 200 years where the federal government has ever mandated anyone to purchase anything from any company before. He goes off into this song and dance about three different cases about them regulating stuff about something about marijuana and all that. And I said, look, sir, regulation is one thing. We're not talking about regulation. We're talking about mandates. Well, I can't name any. What do you want me to do? Lie like I'm a Republican?
Exactly. We know what made America great, and this is the opposite. This is all new. Look, they picked carbon to tax and carbon dioxide because everybody puts it off. Every industry releases it. Humans exhale it. It's good. They don't want to actually stop anything environmental that's bad. They want the broadest tax to control all human activity. They want to run your health care. They want to run your states. They want to control your vitamins. They want to have your kids in the schools being brought up by them. This is a total takeover. I appreciate your call, Scott. Good points. Of course he couldn't give you an example, but now they have their precedent. Now they're going to try more of this. We have a lawless government, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we have real conservatives like Rand Paul, 10 points ahead in Kentucky, to be a U.S. senator. He'll audit the Fed. He'll get rid of this health care. He'll vote against it. It'll set a precedent for others to run. So the Republican Party is coming out against him to beat him. Even though he's 10 points ahead of the Republican and more than 10 points ahead of the Democrat. And now the guy they've got is a Republican running against him, and I'm going to cover this coming up. The guy they've got running against him is the head of the election commission in the state. And the commission has said, yes, you can be the head of the Kentucky elections and run yourself and run the election and have your employees that are set to get jobs for you in the U.S. Senate. You can run the election when you're running against Rand Paul. See, that's my biggest criticism of the Republicans, is they were for the Patriot Act. They were for illegal preemptive wars of aggression. They were for tripling the size of government. They're for all this corporate welfare to the Pentagon and to the defense contractors, trillions a year. They're all for warrantless wiretapping. The Democrats were against it when they were out of power. Now that they're in power, they're all for it because they all work for the same people. And the Republicans that are against this health care bill now, the leadership, the Lindsey Graham types, when they're in power, in the next few years, they're going to be for it. You watch. Oh, they'll change a few things, but it'll be the same. It's like Newt Gingrich and John McCain say global warming's real. They want the taxes. All the Republican leadership are a bunch of scum, and that's why they're going out against Rand Paul, Ron Paul's son in Kentucky. And they've written big editorials that we've read here on air where they're like, oh, my God, if Rand wins, it's over for us neocons, who were a bunch of Trotskyites. Trotsky's people came over to the U.S. on record and set up the major Republican Party. CIA-controlled head of the National Review, William F. Buckley, as a young man, was hired by the CIA to come out and criticize conservative Republicans, Barry Goldwater types, to then take over the Republican Party with the Trotskyites, Trotsky's top lieutenant. This is so incredible. William Crystal's dad. And it's the same scum today. So if you don't remove them, none of this gets changed. You understand?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seed secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Grieving for my nation right now, and I hope you're grieving. I'm going to talk about solutions coming up in the next hour. Joe Biden got caught cussing right before he introduced Obama. He spoke first minutes before they signed the treacherous, treasonous bill. And as Obama came up to the stage, he said, "This is a big effing deal," and shook his hand. We've got the video. We're not going to play it on the radio, play cuss words. We're going to beep out the effing part. But we're going to play this on air coming up in the next hour. And it's the celebration. Yes, we can. Yes, we did. We're going to run your life. We're going to tell you how much insurance you're going to have. We're going to make you give money to private industry that wrote this. We're going to decide what type of health care you get. And now, coming up, they are going to try to ram through the greenhouse gas tax bill. They know they can't do it through executive order. They're trying. Now they're going to try to pass this because, hell, it's already so unpopular. Why not? And the House has already passed it. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, the Republican Party leadership is for this. Remember, they're just as big an enemy as the Democrats. But if we get into a partisan debate, they can divide us across those lines. You got to reach out to the idiot Democrats and idiot Republicans out there that still think their party represents them. The good news is Harry Reid has an 8% approval rating in Gallup poll. The Congress has a 10%. Pelosi has an 11%. These are lawless, dirtbag scum. Oh, it just, I'm so angry. I can barely do this show today. I mean, I am just, I have children, folks. I know what tyranny is. I know how almost every other country in the world has fallen to tyranny. I know this is a giant scam, and it's only the beginning. Our country's shutting down. We've got 22% unemployment. The banks are raping us and every other major nation. We're going to end up like Argentina or Nigeria or Greece. We've got to be like Iceland and say no to these people. It's the banks running the country, and they've got a new way to tax us and a whole bunch of new taxes they just passed. But that's not even as bad as the IRS running your medical records and deciding what treatments you can get. That is in the bill. They tax you if you get treatments they say you don't need. It's so horrible. And all the states are passing new taxes? America's got to get serious. America has got to wake up. The VA is the only government-run health care in this country, and it's the worst on the planet. You're going to get the equivalent of VA health care. That's what the insurance companies want. They get to have the government set what the care is now and give you crap and protect them from all the liability lawsuits from people who don't get the right care under their insurance. I'm sorry. You ever get so angry that you're not even mad, you just have a headache? And the way they're celebrating and laughing and Biden, that little gangster criminal thug. I'm going to talk about solutions coming up next hour. We got to be bold and say we want prison time. We want indictments, not we want lawsuits. We want everything. Attack them on every front. Get up off your butts. And make the Republican talk show host quit lying and saying every day that insurance companies don't make that much money and aren't corrupt. They wrote the stinking thing. They're not free market. They make money off making you buy this stuff. All right, I'm starting to get a migraine headache. I only have a couple a year, and you know, I'm actually starting to get the frosty stuff in my eyes, so I've got to somehow calm down. I'm not angry. I'm focused. Hold up. I'm going to breathe. Folks, I'm going into slavery. You're going into slavery. My children are going into slavery. I don't want to leave the United States. It's world government. There's nowhere to leave. There's nowhere to run to. We got to stand and fight. But I do feel like I could kick the butt of about 20 people. I mean, I mean, right now, you can line up 15 good old boys, and I could whoop every one of their butts. I'm so angry.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.